Welcome to Double Take with Matt and Jake. This is Jake, joined by Matt, as always, on December 26th. Just had a great day, Christmas yesterday. Watched some NBA basketball, got some good presents. And we're talking college bowl games right now, Matt.
Yeah, that time of the year. You know, it's not March Madness. I'd still put March Madness ahead, but sports don't get a whole lot better than bowl season.
We're probably like halfway through the bowls. Like, some have been played. Obviously, a lot of the bigger ones are still waiting to be played. But we're going to talk about ones that have happened, ones that will happen. I'm going to make Matt guess, like, if a bowl is real or fake based on his name. So we'll do that at the end. I was trying to think Christmas yesterday, if anything happened before we, like, dive into it, if anything noteworthy happened.
Just kind of standard Christmas stuff, you know, see some cousins, eat some food, exchange gifts, play some games.
The Cardinals clinched the playoffs in the NFL despite losing on Christmas.
Oh, that's interesting.
So I don't know how that happened, but something happened where the Cardinals are in the playoffs. So,
well, good for them.
So I think the Rams must be as well, just mathematically, because I think they have the same record.
Right.
I think the Rams are going to win the Super Bowl, or at least be the best team in the AFC or NFC, excuse me. I know we're not talking NFL, but just so you know, I think the Rams are gonna win the NFC.
All right.
Cool. Let's get into it. Let's start with some of the games that already happened, and then we'll finish with some playoff conversation. But there's a bunch of good games going on. The BYU game was a bummer for us, obviously.
Oh my gosh.
Let's get my ESPN app to load. Let's see.
Yeah, that before the BYU game, I didn't really care too much what happened in the Rose Bowl. After BYU lost, though, it is now very important to me that Utah loses in the Rose Bowl, because that would just be the closest BYU's ever gotten to a New Year's Six Bowl, and we beat Utah in the same year, and then Utah wins the Rose Bowl. That just would be extremely disappointing as a BYU fan.
Coastal Carolina beat Northern Illinois. Northern Illinois is a good team. I can't figure out if Coastal Carolina was good this year or not. I think they were, but they lost to App State. They had one other loss too, so
yeah.
I don't know what happened to them. Speaking of App State, they got killed by Western Kentucky in their bowl game. The roofclaim.com Boca Raton Bowl.
Classic.
Western Kentucky had one of the best turnarounds in college football this year. Mm-hmm. I thought App State would be better, though. Chase Bryce, he started at Clemson. He was the one, App State's current quarterback, who was, when Trevor Lawrence got hurt in the Syracuse game a few years ago, came in and won in the game, kept him in, like, able to go to the playoff, and ultimately won the national championship that year.
Yeah, interesting.
Speaking of turnarounds, Utah State, last year they won, like, two games or something like that. Beat Oregon State, who's a good team, 24-13. Killed San Diego State in the Mountain West Championship game. I think they had like a 9, because they finished 11-12 or 12-3 or something like that. 11-3. They had one of the best turnarounds of the year. I think it was like +9 wins or something like that.
11-3 seems like a lot of games for a college football team.
Yeah, well, Alabama plays like 15 every year, I think.
Yeah. Well, they've got two playoff games. That makes a little bit more sense.
Plus the conference championship that they're in every year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there are a lot of football games. And then with the new playoff where it'd be 12 teams, a team could hypothetically, let's say they go to the conference championship game, 14, 15, 16, play 16 games, which is like an NFL regular season,
mm-hmm.
hypothetically. So I don't know if they'll shorten the regular season or what they'll do, but that will be interesting. College football season is going to go to like February too with the extra games, or they'll do the playoffs like earlier, like in before Christmas or something like that. I will say, if I was a college football player, not in the playoff, and I think you agree with me, I'd want to have a pre-Christmas bowl.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Like, Oklahoma was practicing on Christmas yesterday. That would suck.
Right. Yeah.
I'm sure lots of teams were. I just saw Oklahoma was.
Yeah, well, especially because Oklahoma, they're not going to a New Year's Six Bowl.
No, they're in the Valero Alamo Bowl against Oregon, I think.
Yeah, which is at least a real, you know, bowl game as opposed to some of these others that we might go over. But
Alamo's a big game.
Yeah.
For a non-New Year's Six game.
Yeah. Because it just seems Oregon. Like a long time to still be practicing. You've got to hang out on campus. You probably I'm sure you have permission to go home for Christmas Day, but maybe you can't swing it because your family is so far away.
Yeah. So yeah, pre-Christmas bowls are the way to go. Let's talk about some of the games that are up. I feel like actually going through this, other than the ones we talked about, there aren't a lot of games that were like, oh my gosh. I did feel bad. Georgia State beat Ball State yesterday in the Camellia Bowl on Christmas. They had to play. That kind of stinks.
That does stink.
Yeah, I feel like that was unnecessary.
Yeah, a game that nobody's going to want to watch during NBA Christmas. Now, one thing, now we may get to this at some point, but what bowl, if any, is Clemson in? And shouldn't we be talking more about Clemson this year and how disappointing they are? Because their recruiting has not seemed to fall off in the way that this season shouldn't just be a complete and utter failure.
No, the only, they're in the Cheez-It Bowl, which I forgot until I looked it up, until you asked me about it. The thing with Clemson is DJ Uiagalelei wasn't as good as the two games he played last year, and the offensive line was bad. And that's been the one, like, recruiting, like, lack with Clemson the last couple years has been offensive line. Now, it's not as bad as Florida State's systemic offensive line issues. It's just, it hasn't been up to recruiting with, like, the defensive backs, the defensive linemen, obviously the quarterbacks with Deshaun Watson, Trevor Lawrence, DJ. And Dabo is someone who's never gone into the transfer portal. He's probably going to start doing that, especially with offensive linemen, even if it's just like one or two, just to shore up that position. Mm-hmm. So I think it was more of a one-year blip with Clemson, because you're right, the recruiting hasn't been off. I think they were like seventh last year, definitely in the top 10, usually in the top five in recruiting rankings. It's just offensive line hasn't been hitting that one position. And I say in the NFL, and it's kind of different for college football, but in the NFL, the easiest way to derail your season is multiple injuries at the same position. So same philosophy with Clemson, just their offensive line, they haven't been hitting on those recruits necessarily. And that led them to this, combined with poor play from DJ Uiagalelei. I'm sure I'm saying that wrong, but I'm very close, I know. So they're in the Cheez-It Bowl against, I think, Iowa State. Yes, Iowa State. Should be a good game. Yeah. Cheez-It Bowl moved from Arizona to Florida this year, so they're switching it up.
Oh, that's strange, but it's the same bowl game.
Well, I think technically not, because the Cheez-It Bowl is what used to be the Camp Sporting Goods Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And what I think, I might be wrong on this, but I think what used to be the Cheez-It Bowl is now the Barstool Bowl. The, like, Barstool Arizona Bowl.
Okay, so they just changed the sponsor.
Yeah, but it also wasn't the Cheez-It Arizona Bowl. It's just a Cheez-It Bowl, so.
Yes. Barstool seems like Arizona would be the place that it would want to be for its bowl game.
Yeah, and I might be wrong on that, because there's, like, two or three games in Arizona, but I think that's what happened with the bowl games.
Yeah. Yeah, Cheez-It, surprisingly a pretty prestigious bowl game.
Well, after that Cal TCU game that had like 12 turnovers and 5 overtimes or something like that, it really just blew up.
Yeah.
So
good for them.
Go Cheez-It. All right, let's talk. Just two games got canceled I want to touch on briefly before we talk about games that'll actually be played. The Military Bowl. Let me find it. I lost it. That's Boston College and somebody. I can't remember. Boston College, there are so many bowls to sift through. Boston College and East Carolina. Looking forward to that one. The SMU game, did that get canceled, or was I looking at the wrong? Yeah. SMU and Virginia, the Wasabi Fenway Bowl got canceled. The Hawaii Bowl got canceled, but Memphis, who is going to play Hawaii, was already in Hawaii. So I know they would like to play the game, but at least they still got to go to Hawaii.
Yes, I feel like that is the way to do it. Like, cancel the game after the team is already there.
Yeah.
So I get to do some fun stuff.
So good for Memphis. All right. Yeah, I'm just going to hit on some games. We already talked a little bit about the Clemson game. I think Clemson, you're right, is good. Iowa State should have been a lot better this year. Clemson freshman running back Will Shipley is a very good player. UCLA, NC State, the Holiday Bowl is one I think is going to be really good. NC State, pretty good team all year. Pretty good program under Dave Dorian. UCLA quarterback Dorian Thompson-Robinson. I love, huge fan of him. He actually backed up Tate Martell at Bishop Gorman in Las Vegas.
Interesting.
So he was a receiver. Then his senior year, he was a quarterback, but he played receivers junior year with Tate there. And then his senior year, got the starting gig at quarterback, balled out, played at UCLA. I think UCLA is going to win that, but NC State's pretty good, so I think that'll be a close game. Houston, Auburn, and let me know if there's a game you want to talk about or if I can just ramble.
Go for it, yeah.
I think Houston's going to win that game. Auburn, Bo Nix transferred, so they're going to be starting Finley at quarterback. Bo Nix is going to Oregon.
Yes.
So I think that'll be interesting. Let's just talk about that for a second. So Oregon's head coach, Lanning, was the defensive coordinator at Georgia. Georgia and Auburn, that's a big SEC rivalry. They play each other every year. A lot of people don't like Bo Nix. I'm a big fan of him. I won't say big fan. I'm a fan of him. Lanning played against him for 3 or 4 years while he was at Auburn. So he obviously likes him enough. I think it's a good transfer for Oregon. But not playing for Auburn in the bowl game. Also, Roger McCreary, who's going to be a first-round draft pick at cornerback this year, one of the best cornerbacks in the league. He's not playing for Auburn. And also, Houston's just a good team. They lost to Cincinnati in the conference championship game, and they lost the first game of the season to Texas Tech, which was kind of a weird game. They've been great all season, so I think they're going to beat Auburn in that game. Let me think what else. I like Air Force and Louisville. That'll be a good game. I saw Air Force live this year. They're a good team. Louisville's super athletic, super fast, so I think that'll be a fun, like, contrasting styles, the triple option versus Louisville's just pure athleticism. Oregon, Oklahoma will be interesting in the Alamo Bowl. Not much other than it'll be interesting. Mm-hmm. Oklahoma's kind of had a weird offseason. One I'm looking forward to, and I know I'm biased, but the Duke's Mayo Bowl, North Carolina and South Carolina in Charlotte. Sam Howell, his first career game was against South Carolina in this Panther Stadium. So he's going to end it against South Carolina in the Panther Stadium as well.
Interesting.
So pretty cool.
Now, he, at the beginning of the season, was one of the players we thought, you know, who might be Heisman, could be a really good pick in the NFL draft. Obviously, the season hasn't played out quite how he would like. What is his draft stock right now?
I think, like, as of, if it were today, he'd probably be, like, either a late first, but probably more like a second round pick. Mm-hmm. And he lost his top two receivers and his top two running backs. So I think people expected a drop back year. So I'm kind of not surprised as not having as good of a year as last year. If I were a general manager, I think he'd be worth a first round pick, especially when you're considering Kenny Pickett from Pitt, Matt Corral from Ole Miss. Those are probably going to be the top two quarterbacks taken. And that'll be in the 10 to 20 range. There's not going to be a quarterback going number one overall. So in that context, I say take a shot on Sam Howell. He's athletic, good runner, huge arm. I've said he plays similar to Baker Mayfield, especially their high school tape, very similar. Now, I know Baker's not been great, but great at Oklahoma. So I think he'll go in the second round. I would take him in the first round if I were general manager, just because of the athletic ability, the arm talent, and you can, there's a lot to work with if you're an NFL coach. But yeah, lost his top two players, or excuse me, two receivers and two running backs. All four of them got drafted in the NFL. So it's going to be a natural step back. North Carolina, I did think was going to be a lot better this year. It kind of bummed me out. But South Carolina next year is getting Spencer Rattler.
That's true.
I think that'll be interesting. So Shane Beamer, the South Carolina head coach, was at Oklahoma the first couple years that Rattler was there, so I think I don't think that must have been where the relationship came from. Mm-hmm. I think it'll be interesting. I mean, South Carolina, the best they're going to do is fourth or fifth in their conference or in the division, but could be a lot of fun.
Yeah,
Rattler's a talented player, so I think he'll step it up a little bit. Pittsburgh, Michigan State was going to be really good in the Peach Bowl, but Pickett's not playing for Pitt. Kenneth Walker's not playing, the running back for Michigan State. So it's just not the same, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just not the 12 team versus the 10 team. It's just different games. So less excited about that. Tennessee, Purdue. Tennessee's been, like, actually pretty good this year.
Yeah.
Like, very good. Actually, they didn't even cover the spread. But for most of the game against Alabama, they were hanging tight. They hung tight against Pitt. They've looked better this year than they have in a long time. They signed one of my favorite quarterbacks in this recruiting class. I think his first name's Travian, last name's Martin. He's from Indiana. So they got a good recruiting class, got a good quarterback coming in. And I was not excited about the Josh Heupel hire, but he's been good this year. So we'll see what happens. if I were a Tennessee fan, this would be the most excited I've been in a very long time. And even that, relatively low optimism, but more than in the past. Wisconsin-Arizona State will be a good game in the Las Vegas Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Texas A&M had to pull out of their game against Wake Forest, so Rutgers is stepping in for that. Not super excited about that, but Wake Forest is cool. Yeah, I'm trying to think. So I guess we can talk about New Year's Six game because we already mentioned the Pitt-Michigan State game. Oklahoma State-Notre Dame, I think, will probably be the best New Year's Six non-playoff game. Oklahoma State was about a foot away from making the playoff, probably. Notre Dame was one win away from making the playoff. So I think these are the fifth and sixth best teams in the country. Marcus Freeman, the new Notre Dame coach, he's not going to have a full staff. So I think it'll be interesting, you know, who's coaching with Notre Dame and how the staff. But I think there's just an energy in that program. They're excited about Freeman there. They're kind of amped up. I think Notre Dame will win that game, but I think Oklahoma State is the, again, fifth or sixth best team in the country. So I think that'll probably be the best game. Mm-hmm. I want to think the Rose Bowl will be close. I haven't seen a lot of Ohio State players opting out, though. I think they're going to show up, but I think Ohio State will win that. Might not be a blowout, but I think it'll be not down to the wire either.
Sure. I do not think this is going to be like the Sugar Bowl in 2008, where it was really a letdown for Alabama and they kind of were not nearly as excited about it as Utah was, which is why Utah was able to come and punch them in the mouth in the first quarter. That's not to say that Utah wouldn't have won if Alabama had been more amped up. Just say that the letdown from Alabama really kind of dictated the tone of the game because Utah got out to that big of a lead. I don't think that's going to happen with Ohio State, because this obviously, you know, any year Ohio State doesn't make the playoff as a letdown. But they seem, you know, the Rose Bowl is still the Rose Bowl, and they're still going to want to show up and win.
Right. The Sugar Bowl is another game I think is going to be awesome. Ole Miss versus Baylor. Matt Corral, Ole Miss's quarterback, we've talked about, probably the number, or not the number one, but first quarterback taken in the draft. He's playing for Ole Miss. Dave Aranda, Baylor's head coach, has done a great job. Nasty defense, really good. I think they have a good quarterback. I think it'll be a fun game. I think it'll be a close game. I kind of think Ole Miss will win just because Matt Corral's the best, I think, the best quarterback that Baylor's faced this year. But again, Dave Aranda won the Big 12 championship with Baylor. Great defense, just a complete team. I think it'll be a close game. Well, that's probably the second game, a close number two behind the Oklahoma State-Notre Dame game. But I think Ole Miss wins that one. I think it'll be close. I think, honestly, the playoff games aren't necessarily, like, aren't, other than the Peach Bowl, which is going to be Cheeks, I think, the playoff games in themselves aren't fantastic, I think.
Interesting.
I think Alabama-Cincinnati, I want to see Cincinnati do well. I don't know if they necessarily will just because they're playing Alabama.
Yeah, that does stink that they figure out a way to put Cincinnati against Alabama.
And you know what's going to be annoying is Cincinnati's, I think, clearly a top four team this year. They have the best cornerback duo in the entire country. Ahmad Gardner is one of the best cornerbacks in the entire country. They have Desmond Ridder, who's like a 3 or 4 year starter quarterback. They have NFL players along the defensive line. They have an NFL caliber running back. They're a legitimate top four team in the country, but they're playing Alabama. So it could be a 10 point game, could be 20, whatever, 14 points in that range. There's going to be people like, oh, Cincinnati didn't deserve to go to the playoff. They weren't that good, blah, 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 blah. They did deserve, like, it just happened. That's what happens when you're playing Alabama.
Right.
I hate when you use the result to, like, prove or, like, argue against, like, what should have happened. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, when Ohio State in 2014 won the national championship, that's the only time I think the playoff committee got it wrong. But TCU should have been in the playoff that year. Even though Ohio State won the national championship, they didn't deserve to get in ahead of TCU.
Right.
So if Cincinnati gets blown out by Alabama, we should all realize it's Alabama. They would do that to anyone. Like Notre Dame last year when they lost by like 20-something to Alabama. And people were like, oh, Texas A&M should have gotten in. Alabama killed A&M in the regular season. They had their shot. Notre Dame was a better team. If you watch both teams all year, Notre Dame was a much better team last year than Texas A&M. Mm-hmm. They just were playing Alabama, who was one of the best teams in the last 20 years.
Right. Yeah. No, that is – yeah, you're right about TCU. They were definitely had done the work they needed to get in, which, you know, and we don't need to talk about this today. We've talked about it much. It's just like this is why you need, you know, at least 16 teams.
16's a lot. We disagree on maybe 16, but I get your point 100%. I think Michigan's going to be Georgia.
Interesting. Michigan's very good.
Michigan's very good. And here's why. Georgia, top to bottom, better roster, not a question. But Stetson Bennett is so bad. He's the quarterback for Georgia. He just can't. Like in the game against Alabama, he was throwing at players' feet, he was throwing wide of them. He's not accurate, and Georgia has 2 5-star quarterbacks and another 4 like top 300 type quarterback on their roster, and they're playing a walk-on who has a noodle arm, can't get the ball down the field. It's like Kirby. It's the same thing with Jake Fromm and Justin Fields. Yeah, Justin Fields, who's one of the top 5 quarterback recruits in the last 20, 30 years, and he's playing Jake Fromm, who just Jake Fromm's good, but he just can't push the ball down the field, which is such an issue. And Alabama took advantage of that. And Stetson Bennett is not a good quarterback. Cade McNamara, he has one of those names with a lot of consonants where it's hard to pronounce.
Mm-hmm.
But he's good. He's either a true freshman or redshirt freshman. But this is their first or second year starting. He's a really good player. Michigan's defensive ends, Aiden Hutchinson and Njobu, are, I think, the best defensive end combination in the country. Aiden Hutchinson will probably be the number one player drafted this year. So even though Georgia's defense 1-11 is better than Michigan's defense, Michigan's defensive ends, I think, can get to Bennett. Again, they're the best defensive ends in the country. Michigan's quarterback is better than Georgia's quarterback. And Michigan has enough talent on offense where they might only score 14, 20 points in that range. But I don't think Georgia's going to be scoring that much either.
Right, yeah.
As good as Georgia was all year, and they were murdering teams, Stetson Bennett didn't have to do anything. He just hand the ball off, throw 4-yard passes to his amazing tight end and things like that. But now, and against Alabama, we saw when he had to do something, he just couldn't do it. And Georgia had no shot in that game. I think Michigan is going to be in a similar situation. Right now, Michigan's like 7-point underdogs. I think Bennett's not going to be able to do anything offensively. Michigan's going to win. So I think it'll be an Alabama-Michigan national championship. And I think Alabama will win. I'd love to see Cincinnati make it just because I think they're a good team.
That would be a lot of fun to see Cincinnati. That's definitely who I'm pulling for. But, you know, yep, there's a reason Alabama wins, you know, every other year or whatever it is because they're very, very good. So,
and Georgia's roster is as good, or maybe you can argue this year they're better than Alabama. But I don't think Kirby Smart should win with Stetson Bennett. All that would be doing is just enabling him. Like, why are you even recruiting these quarterbacks like Beck and Vandergriff and getting JT Daniels to transfer if you're going to play Stetson Bennett? I don't even understand, like, if he watches the offensive practice or not. And it's so weird to me because he's such a good recruiter, such a good coach in every other aspect. But just his whole career, Georgia has shown he has no ability to pick the right quarterback.
Yeah,
I think they should have at least, if you count this year, if they're starting one of the other guys, I think they'd be the number one team. I think they would have beaten Alabama. Also, Justin Fields, they at least have a shot to win that national championship where they lost at Alabama. And it went to overtime with Fromm, obviously. So I think you put Fields in there, gives them a good shot. So you can say they should have one national championship and have a legitimate shot at their second this year. I don't think they're beating Michigan. I definitely don't think they'd beat Alabama in their second try. Are my thoughts.
Those sound like good thoughts. So, yeah, this is I don't know. Like I think I'm more excited about the playoffs than you are for
the like individual games.
Yeah. I think they'll be good games. Like Michigan, Georgia, I think is really interesting, and then Cincinnati, Alabama. Like as much as it's like that's not the matchup I wanted for Cincinnati, it is like the ultimate. Like this is the David versus Goliath, and I don't want to call Cincinnati a David because of all the reasons you said, but in terms of, you know, money and how they're perceived and how much they have to win to get in, and then going up against the biggest bad in all of college football. Like, story-wise, right. It's a really good story.
No, definitely. And Michigan and Georgia haven't played since, like, the 40s or something like that. Like, just as programs. And they're two of the most historic programs. So, you're right. Both the games will be cool. I think Cincinnati can keep it close. It might not be, again, like a last-second thing, but I think it can be within 7, within 10. I don't think they'll get blown out.
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
So, we'll see what happens. But, yeah, so it should be fun. But, again, yeah, the Oklahoma State-Notre Dame and the Baylor Ole Miss games are probably the games I'm most excited about, but just for the it's so much more at stake for the playoff game. So obviously, I think everything except the big Michigan State game should be a decent, pretty fun, pretty competitive game.
Yeah.
And again, if all the players were playing, I'd be all in on that game as well. But it's just like all the best players, the reasons those teams were so good all year, they're not playing. So. Kind of takes a lot out of it.
Right.
All right. Well, should we play a little real or fake bowl edition?
Let's do it.
Okay. No looking.
Okay.
So I'm going to read a bowl. We'll do 5 bowls. You have to tell me if it's real or fake.
Okay. Good.
Ready?
Yep.
First one. The Trans Perfect Music City Bowl.
Well, that sounds like if TransPerfect is even a company, the Music City Bowl would be the bowl that they would want to sponsor. So I am going to say that is a bowl game. True.
Correct. That is a bowl game, and Tennessee is playing Purdue in that game.
Okay.
Correct.
Cool. Now, do we know what TransPerfect is?
No.
Okay.
Nope. We forgot to talk about our sponsor.
Let's do it. Should we do it right now?
Ghost Golf. We'll do that at the end. But stick around for message from Ghost Golf. Forgot to do that. Don't know what TransPerfect does. When they sponsor us, I'll tell the people what they do.
Perfect. Good.
Okay.
Make them earn it.
Bowl number 2. Real or fake? Guaranteed rate bowl.
Guaranteed rate bowl. That one does not sound real, but this one I'm gonna say that it is.
That is real.
Hey, there we go.
West Virginia is playing Minnesota.
All right, where is this?
I have no idea.
Okay,
it doesn't say. And there's not a city attached to it or anything else. Just guaranteed rate bowl.
Fair enough.
So who knows? Okay, third one. Ready?
Okay.
Dick's Sporting Goods Orlando Bowl.
Dick's Sporting Goods. Orlando Bowl. Okay, now it feels like pattern wise we're at the point where we want to be false, but I'm pretty sure there. Okay, I feel like there is a Dick's Sporting Goods Bowl, but I feel like maybe there has been one and maybe this year there is not, because I feel like if there was an Orlando Bowl, it would be like the Disney Bowl or something. So I'm gonna say not a real bowl.
You're exactly correct. It used to be the Dick's Sporting Goods Bowl in Orlando, but now it's the Cheez-It Bowl.
Oh, we talked about
it. So that. Literally exactly correct. Yep. Okay, 3 for 3. You're doing great. Yes. Might have to go until I stump you. Okay. Ready?
Ready.
Which one do I want to do? Okay. The Staples Magnolia Bowl.
The Staples Magnolia Bowl.
Staples as a sponsor, Magnolia yes. as.
I know that there is Magnolia Bowl. I do not think that Staples is the sponsor.
So are you saying true or false?
I'm saying not a real bowl.
That is correct. I'm trying to see if there is a Magnolia Bowl or not, because there's a Camellia Bowl.
Oh, maybe that's what it is.
I don't know if there's a Magnolia Bowl or not. Okay. But it's fake.
That could be what I was thinking.
Okay. We're going to go, because this will be 5. You're 4 for 4. So we're just going to go till I get you.
Deal.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
Ready.
The Lucky's Boston Bowl.
The Lucky's Boston Bowl. Well, there's already a Fenway Bowl that got canceled. So would Boston also have a Boston Bowl when there is not even a football stadium in Boston proper?
Well, it's Boston College.
Yeah, but that's, is that like in Boston though?
Was Cambridge Boston? Are we counting that as Boston?
I don't think that's Boston.
Then I think no.
Okay.
I think it's in like Chestnut Hill or something, right, technically.
Yeah. So I'm going to say not a bowl.
Correct. 5 for 5. I thought I would be better at this. Okay. Ready? For number 6.
For number 6.
We're just doing this because I haven't got it yet. The Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl.
Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl. This one I feel like is real.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
That is real.
I'm so good at this.
How, I was hoping the Tony the Tiger thing would throw you.
It does seem weird, but then it's, I feel like I've seen more Tony the Tiger commercials recently.
Okay. All right. Ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. The Airbnb San Diego Bowl.
Airbnb San Diego Bowl. San Diego would be a good place for the Airbnb Bowl to be, but is it the best place? I'm gonna say false. Not a bowl.
Not a bowl. Correct.
Is there an Airbnb Bowl?
No Airbnb Bowl.
Okay.
Now here's the next question.
All right.
The Vrbo and/or VRBO Citrus Bowl.
The Vrbo Citrus Bowl. Now, I see YouTube ads for Vrbo. I don't know what they do.
It's the exact same thing as Airbnb.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
So.
And this is where? The Vrbo what bowl?
Citrus.
Vrbo Citrus Bowl. It is confusing to me that there's a Citrus Bowl and a Vrbo Bowl. Oh, or and an Orange Bowl is what I meant. I'm going to say not a bowl.
It is a bowl.
Okay.
I finally got one. Kentucky's playing Iowa.
Nice. Well, I got like 9, right?
8 or 9, yeah. You did pretty good. Should we go for 10?
Let's go.
Just finish it out.
Let's go for 10, see what we can do.
Okay. Yeah. Try to remember which ones I've already done. Okay. Bowl or not a bowl? The Frisco Football Classic presented by Ryan.
Well, that is a mouthful. Wait, say it one more time.
The Frisco Football Classic presented by Ryan.
That, I'm going to say true, but I'm not going to be surprised when it's like you've taken 2 or 3 bowls and put them together. But I'm going to say that is a real bowl game.
It is true. That is a bowl. North Texas lost to Miami of Ohio.
What a terrible name for a bowl.
Okay, we got one more. Let's say this is 10.
Okay.
This, we'll end with this and let everyone enjoy their weekend. The Tropical Smoothie Cafe Frisco Bowl.
So Frisco would have 2 bowls if this is true.
In this scenario, yes. Well, a bowl and a football classic, to be fair.
Can you tell me that, like, because there's a city, Frisco. It's not like people being annoying and shorten San Francisco to Frisco.
No, it's part of Dallas. It's like it's in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Yeah,
okay. Oh, well, if it is in the Dallas-Fort Worth area,
The Football Classic presented by Ryan is not in the Cowboys Stadium.
Okay.
I'll tell you that.
Interesting.
The Cotton Bowl is the only game in the bowl game in the Cowboys Stadium.
In the Cowboys Stadium.
Which is a thing in Arlington, technically.
Yes.
So
I'm going to say that this is true, and Frisco has... Dallas-Fort Worth area has 3 bowl games.
Well, you're correct. That is a bowl game. They might actually even have more because I think the Texas Bowl is somewhere down there as well.
Oh, interesting.
But you're correct. So I think you went 9 for 10.
I'm pretty happy with
that. That kind of bums me out. But what do you do?
I feel like you had good clues and I got lucky on.
I feel like the 2 Frisco ones, I thought I'd get you on that.
Yeah.
Maybe I should have done the Football Classic second.
Yeah.
The Airbnb and the Vrbo one, I set that up to get you.
Yeah, that was a good one.
All right. Appreciate everybody listening. Again, Michigan's beating Georgia. Lock it in. Happy New Year. We'll talk to you guys next year sometime.
Ghost Golf.
Oh, Ghost Golf. Appreciate it. In the new year, what I'll be doing is using my Go Golf magnetic towel to it just links to my clubs. It attaches. It's magnetic. Super cool. It's super easy to take anywhere to take to the green. The link is in our bio. So at mjdoubletake.com or at JacobCowden28, there's a link. You get 15% off with Cowden 15. They have like gloves, belts, hats, all bunch of cool stuff, but the towels are super cool. Again, Ghost Golf at JacobCowden28. There's the link. You get 15% off. Appreciate everybody listening. Thank you for reminding me. See you next year.